music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hi, it's Kelly, and welcome to the show. This week, we continue celebrating the 25th anniversary of Janet Jackson's Janet album. Our guest is legendary rapper, DJ, entrepreneur, and motivational speaker, MC Light. Light featured on Janet's You Want This song and has great memories to share of working on the music and being on set for the video shoot. But first, let's take a listen to Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Sonus disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one want you to know.
Make
Kelly Alexander Show, bringing you fresh sounds like this.
Little girls, listen closely, 'cause no one told me, but you deserve to know that in this world you are not beholden. You do not owe them your body and your soul.
All the youth in the world will not save you from growing older. And all the truth in a girl is too precious to be stolen from her. It's just the way it is, and maybe it's never gonna change.
From Christina Aguilera called Fall in Line featuring Demi Lovato. And make sure to check out their brand new video for the song. It's fantastic. And keep in mind that Christina's new album called Liberation drops on June 15th. Hi, it's Kelly, and it is a dream come true to welcome legendary rapper, DJ, and entrepreneur MC Lyte to the show. Lyte is here to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Janet album and also to discuss her phenomenal career. Lyte, welcome to the Kelly Alexander Show, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me. This is exciting.
So when I say the words MC Lyte, first female solo rapper in history, how does that make you feel? What images pop up into your mind?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see here. I think there were a few before me. So I think when you say first female MC, I think of Sha Rock, who certainly wasn't a soloist, but she served as a beacon for all of us who came after her. And then I think about Roxanne Shanté, who was another, you know, solo female artist. I think the catch with me is I was the first solo female artist with a full major recording release album, which was a great feat back in those days. I think we had only appeared by means of independent labels. But in any case, that along with, you know, coming out with a full-length album, that brings to mind a lot of hard work that we put into it to make it happen.
What do you consider to be your first big break in getting your rap career to, like, a level that was really taking you places?
Probably the Grammy nomination that came, I guess, figuratively early within my career. I think once that happened, it became, everywhere I went, it was Grammy nominated MC Lyte. And I guess it's much like an Oscar nod, they call it. So it brought a lot of respect and gained a lot of traction for me in the business.
Now, for so many of us who love you, MC Lyte fans, we think of songs like Cha 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 and Roughneck and Paper Thin, the list goes on, as legendary tracks from you. In your mind, what records from your discography stand out to you the most?
Stand out to me or stand out to the audiences that I perform?
I think stand out to you. Like, what songs do you love to get up there and rock the mic to?
Yeah, you know, I love to perform them all for different reasons. Cha-Cha-Cha happens to be one of my favorites. And then, I guess, Paper Thin. And then Poor Georgie. You know, it just brings such a light to people's faces. And so that's the part that sort of excites me, is seeing the reaction.
I was watching a video in preparation for our interview today, and the video was a performance that you had done where Queen Latifah introduced you to the audience, and she said, quote, that you were her mentor, her inspiration, and the godmother of hip-hop. What does her support and love mean to you? Because I know you've been in each other's lives for decades now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great, you know, to have someone that... and by all means, all of the ladies at some point or another show homage and respect, and, you know, some say it a whole lot behind closed doors. Some will say it on radio or TV or whatever have you. And I think for Queen Latifah to have spoken about MC Lyte and just the influence and inspiration I was able to give her in the very beginning prior to her making her first record, it means a lot to me for my sister to say it, and then it also means a lot for her to use her platform and say it to her audience as well. So I'm honored.
I remember it was a couple years ago, I was watching her daytime talk show where she had you on along with Brandy and Yo-Yo to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the I Wanna Be Down remix. And I remember thinking, I was just like, I had a moment. I know she said that on the program. She said that you guys were all having a moment being on set together. And I think anybody who was fans of hip hop from those days was just so happy to see all of you ladies together. What did it mean to you to sort of have that 20th anniversary and all be sitting on the couch together reminiscing?
Oh, man. Well, I think I'm trying to wonder, did we do the performance? We must have did the performance for the Hip Hop BET Awards right after that, during the same year, though. It feels great, you know, that we're all alive and that we're all doing well and that we all have been blessed to continue to move through this world of entertainment. So I guess at that point, I just was feeling extremely blessed to be surrounded by the sisters that actually did the record. You know, so many things can happen throughout one's life and career that 20-something years later, we should feel lucky to be in the same room with people.
When you guys were revisiting the 20th anniversary of that song and when you did perform it in front of the crowd, were you able to appreciate it more 20 years later? Because I know in the moment, obviously, you guys were rocking your careers at that time, as you still are. But 20 years later, I can't imagine what it was like, because I just know how excited I was to see you guys up on stage doing it again. It just brought me right back to being like a 17-year-old kid. And so I'm just wondering what it was like to look out into the audience and see so many people being so excited to have you ladies together again.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that I guess the older you get, the slower things, you can see things sort of moving in slow motion. So you could take on what's happening and really see it vividly to create the proper memory. I think when you're younger, things are flying by so fast and You know, I think for the video many years ago, I had flew in for that because I don't believe I was living in New York at that time, but the video shoot happened in New York City. And, you know, it moved so quickly. So, yes, you are accurate to think that this last performance that we did together, I can certainly think of it. I can think of all the parts to it much better.
That's amazing. So happy to hear that. Much more coming up with MC Lyte, including how she and Janet Jackson became friends. But first, from 2005, it's Ciara and Missy Elliott with 1-2 Step on The Kelly Alexander Show.
This is a Jazzy Fizzle production.
Hypnotic, funky, fresh. With my body so melodic, this beat rolls right through my chest. Everybody, Martin, Poppy came to party. Grab somebody, work your body. Let me see you 1-2 step. Why don't stop it? Everybody, get on the floor. Bring the party up. We about to get it on. Let me see you 1-2 step. I love it when you 1-2 step. Everybody, 1-2 step.
This beat is
outrageous, so contagious, make you crave it.
Jazzy made it.
So retarded, top charted, ever since the day I started. Struck my stuff and yes, I flaunt it. Goodies make the boys jump on it. No, I can't control myself now.
Let me do my 1-2 step.
Come on. Ride it, don't stop it. Everybody get on the floor. Bring the party up. We about to get it on. Let me see you 1-2 step. I love it when you 1-2 step. Everybody 1-2 step. We about to get it on.
Like this, like this.
Say hello, cause they know I'm rocking the beat. I know you heard about a lot of great MCs, but they ain't got nothing on me. Because I'm 5'2", I wanna dance with you, and I'm sophisticated fun. I eat filet mignon, and I'm nice and young. Best believe I'm number one.
Why don't stop it? Everybody get on the floor. Bring the party up. We about to get it on. Let me see you 1-2 step. I love it when you 1-2 step.
Listen anytime, any place. Just a click away. KellyAlexanderShow.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
World. And although most men are hoes, he flows on the down low. Cause I never heard about him with another girl. But I don't sweat it, because it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect. I give props to those who deserve it. And believe me, y'all, he's worth it. So here's to the future, cause we got through the past. I finally found somebody that could make me laugh. You so crazy. I think
I wanna have your baby.
Like Barry and his voice got bass. A body like Arnold with a Denzel face. He's smart like a doctor with a real good rep. And when he comes home, he's relaxed with pep. He always got a gift for me every time I see him. A lot of snot nosed ex-flames couldn't be him. He never ran a corny line once to me yet. So I give him stuff that I'll never forget. He keeps me on cloud nine just like a temp. He's not a fake wannabe, trying to be a pimp. He dresses like a dapper dumb, but even in jeans. The God original, the man of my dreams.
Yes, my man says he loves me. Never says he loves me not. Mine, I rush me good and touch me in the right spot. See other guys that I've had, they try to play all that Mac shit. But every time they tried, I said, that's not it. But not this man, he's got the right potion. Baby, rub it down and make it smooth like lotion. Yeah, the ritual, highway to heaven. From 7 to 7, he's got me open like 7-Eleven. And yes, it's me that he's always choosing. With him, I'm never losing. And he knows that my name is not Susan. He always has heavy conversation over mine, which means a lot to me, cause good men are hard to find.
My man gives real love, and that's why I call him killer. He's not a wham bam, thank you ma'am, he's a thriller. He takes his time and does everything right. Knocks me out with one shot for the rest of the night. He's a real smooth brother, never in a rush. And he gives me goose pimples with every single touch. Spends quality time with his kids when he can. Secure in his manhood, cause he's a real man. A lover and a fighter and a knocker, knocker out. Don't take him for a sucker, cause it's not what he's about. Every time I need him, he always got my back. Never disrespectful, cause his mama taught him that.
I got a good man.
On the Kelly Alexander Show.
On the way, the rest of our chat with rapper MC Light. But first, it's new music from Clean Bandit featuring Demi Lovato with Solo.
It's solo, solo, everybody. It's solo, everybody. It's solo, solo, everybody.
Turn me on, cause
Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show is award-winning rapper and entertainer MC Light. Make sure to follow her on her her website, mclightnow.com, and of course on Twitter, at MC Light. I wanted you to talk to us a little bit about your company, Sunny Girl. I know it's been around since the mid to late 90s. What do you and your team focus on as the company has evolved two decades later?
Oh, goodness. Well, we focus on definitely strategy. I don't know. I mean, I guess that was something that was thought of many years ago, and I just wasn't a part of it because I was simply the talent. But I think here with Sunny Girl, I'm a part of all of the strategy that takes place. And then there's a lot of emphasis put on team effort and how it is that we build the team and maintain the team. Because, you know, you give to the team and the team gives to you. And we all understand that we're contributing for a bigger purpose, for a grander result. And that is the efforts that we're able to make happen for Hip Hop Sisters and for our scholarships and for the foundation. And so everything we do on the for-profit side, ultimately, we look to build the brand that will affect the nonprofit side. So it's just a lot more strategy that goes into it now.
I remember when I was growing up and was, you know, very infatuated with watching you and Queen Latifah and Yo-Yo on TV, and the list goes on of the entertainers that I love. But I remember just wanting to be in entertainment so bad and really looked up to you guys. And seeing now that you guys have that platform, you had that platform, you still have that platform, but obviously you and Latifah and a bunch of others have turned that into other avenues that you do now, like your motivational speaking and, of course, the importance of education that I know you've talked about as well. How important is it for you, and what message do you want to get across to, you know, adolescents and young adults about the importance of education, and that because you have this platform where people will pay attention to you?
It's really simple that education brings opportunity. And once you feel as though you have opportunities, everything else becomes limitless. You know, everything fits into the realm of possibilities. And so we push education because we want our young people to be able to go out into the world confident that they can accomplish whatever their goals are. And that may be to, you know, work for one of the finest upwardly moving corporations, or it could be to become an entrepreneur and start your own business and give opportunities to others who look like you. And so for me, it's just about creating the avenue for possibilities and showing young people that they can do or be anything that they choose.
So now you graciously agreed to talk to me as well with regards to the 20th anniversary of Janet's album, the Janet Period album. And I'm so happy to have you here to do that as well. I know the Janet fans listening are going to be very excited. So I did want to ask you with regards to Janet, how did you both come into each other's lives?
We did an episode of the Arsenio Hall show together one night back in 1989, I think it was. And from there, we just began to build a friendship. And, you know, of course, it was all about the music. So her having admiration for my music, and of course, me having love and respect and admiration for what it is that she was bringing forward, just a whole new way at approaching making music and making videos. And it just, we made for great company. And so it just kind of grew from there. And then she asked me, did I want to open for the tour? And of course, I was like, yeah, absolutely, I want to open for the tour. And then it became, okay, well, since you're going to go on tour with us, how about we do a song together? And this way we could perform the song on the stage. And so it kind of happened all like that. And remember, I was very young, so it happened very quickly.
That is fantastic. Now, can you talk to us about being on set for the You Want This video? Because I think that's one of her iconic videos. We all remember it. And it looked like it was pretty hot out there.
Oh, my goodness. It was 114 degrees. I don't think I had ever been in heat like that in my entire life. But, you know, it's Janet, so it's worth it. I loved it. It had the acting bit in the beginning where we're all talking in the hotel room. And, of course, it was choreography. And they had invited me quite a few times to participate in it. And I was like, oh, no, I got two left feet. I am not getting ready to play with y'all out here. So that's why I took a seat in the car. And I was able to do all of my performance from the vehicle, which was great too. So it was just a great time. You know, that entire tour, the video shoot, the making of the song. You know, I went over to Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis out there in Minneapolis, which was great to do. You know, it was definitely a fun time, and everything was done in the spirit of having a good time, and everything was being done to make the best music and give the best performance possible. So I thoroughly enjoyed myself during the whole making of the song, the video, and the tour.
I have to ask you about the behind the scenes video that Janet put out from that time, because it shows you guys all having the water gun fight. We never found out in the end who actually won. So I know I had a couple of fans ask me to ask you, did you win?
I mean, I'd like to think so, but I don't remember.
You look pretty fierce, Light, so I feel like you probably did.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I brought that Brooklyn style to my water gun fighting. I don't know.
With regards to the song itself, just your feature on it, did they present you the song and then you just wrote around it? Did they tell you kind of what they wanted, or did I feel like they just probably let you go, right, and let you come up with your own part?
Yeah, no, they did. They let me come up with my own thing. We were there. I wrote it there in the studio in Minneapolis. And it was pretty simple, you know. As soon as I heard it, I knew what I wanted to talk about. And so I just had to sit there and write it, and they went with it. It was relatively an easy situation. And, you know, I think as we get older and more mature, we kind of overthink things. I know I do in the studio. I'm like, is that it? Is that it? And usually I wind up coming back to the first thing I wrote. And with You Want This, there was no hesitation. It was like, what I wrote is what they liked. I recorded it, and that was it.
Amazing. And I did want to ask you, you know, Janet, you know, turning 52 in not too long, and she looks amazing. She just dropped new photos just over the last couple of days, and has let it be known that she's extending her State of the World tour this summer. What's your opinion on her, just in the fact that seems like she keeps getting better with age?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. And the commitment, like, nothing falls by the wayside. It just becomes that much more important. There's no stopping sense. And why should she? If she's feeling great, she's looking fantastic. I think there's so much more to come, you know, and I'm excited for her. I'm excited for all of the team that gets to go out and work with her. You know, who wouldn't want to be a dancer or a musician on a Janet tour? She's got a discography that's out of this world. I mean, hit after hit after hit after hit. And it's like, it's family. You know, when she creates those tours, when it's time to hit the road, you all feel like, you know, one for all and all for one. And it's a really good feeling to feel like when you're away from home that you're with a family. And that's what she extends to them.
On this 25th anniversary of the Janet Period album, what message would you want to give to Janet if she was standing with us right now?
Oh, goodness. Just to keep going, and that she inspires so many, including myself and every artist out there that touches, you know, that touches the stage, that has been touched by Janet, completely influenced and inspired by her legacy. And thank you for the years of all of that love that she poured into that music that we were all able to feel. Thank you.
When it comes to you, Light, are we going to get new music from you? Because I was so happy when you put out 2015's Legend, and I keep hoping we're going to get more. So can you let us know if there's anything coming down the pike in the next while?
Oh, my. Yes. I am about to hit the studio within the next month and start on this next mission.
Fantastic. Well,
but as for now, there is exclusive music offered on the MC Light app. So by all means, check it out.
Perfect. Actually, can you just give us a little overview of that app? Because I think that's a recent endeavor for you, right? What do you want people to know about it?
Oh, goodness. Well, we definitely showcase new music. As a matter of fact, there's a record that I only did it on vinyl a few years ago for Vinyl Day, and it never made the digital front because we wanted to make it exclusive to that piece of vinyl. Well, it is now available on the app. It's called Legend. And then in addition to that, a few days ago, we slipped some exclusive tracks in there from a new project called Spotlight. And so it features all of the dates where I'm at in the country, or where I'll be, actually. And then we have pictures and videos, and it's a full-fledged music app that we have, a musician app. So check it out. And it's simply just called MC Light app, or if you're online, you can go to mclight.biz and it'll take you straight there.
As someone who has been and continues to be so prolific in the world of music, I did want to get your opinion on the current state of hip-hop, specifically when it comes to female MCs. Are you happy with where things are at, considering there are some beefs that are going on out there? Do you think it's a healthy competition, or do you think it's enough is enough and people should just be supportive of one another and you know, make it about the music, not silly beefs?
Well, I think it should be a little bit of both. You know, honestly, hip-hop is about the battle. I've had a few of them throughout my day. And once you become, you know, once you've laid down the law and your accolades, you know, people give you your accolades and you're able to move past it and nobody tries you. But if somebody tries you, you have to make the decision of whether or not you're going to get in the dirt and play. And right now, I think all of the beefs that are happening are a bit, you know, they're healthy beefs. The issue is where we are just in time. So I think because we are now in 2018, the words are become a little bit stronger. You know, people say things that are a little bit more outlandish. But I think it's just moving with the time that we're in. So, you know, I think in either case, you can show support or, you know, in your beef, just take account to, you know, the world is listening. And are you happy with what it is that you're saying? Just don't say anything that you can later regret.
Before I let you go, I did want to ask you what you would say to some of my audience members who would be listening right now, especially the young women who are either finishing high school, finishing university, and sort of heading out into the world with regards to getting ahead and being strong, because I know that you have very positive messages for young people. So I just wanted to get your thoughts to my audience.
Oh, my. I'll tell you, like my mom used to say in her sort of metaphysical term, do not take any wooden nickels. And that means keep your eyes open. Don't let the wool be pulled over your eyes. And please consider social media just as you would a television or better yet, a recording device that will record things forever and ever and ever and a day. So just be very, very conscious of what it is that you decide to let the world see of you at this early age when you are coming into your own. And get in the habit of loving who loves you.
Perfect. Light, thank you so much for this. It has completely been an honor to have you on the show, and I really, really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That's award-winning rapper and motivational speaker MC Light. Make sure to check out her website, mclightnow.com, and follow her on Twitter at MC Light. And right now, let's hear the fantastic collaboration between MC Light and Janet Jackson. It's You Want This on The Kelly Alexander Show.
You know you want me. We'll be right back.
new music on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I got mixed emotions. Did I finally find me a river that could lead me out to the ocean? Cause I've only ever known the kind of love that leaves you battered and broken. So forgive me for my mixed emotions. Yeah, yeah. I'm not that kind of person who can fall in and out of love with you. That's not what love's supposed to do. I'm not that kind of person who can fall in and out of love with you. That's not what love's supposed to do. Baby, don't go breaking my heart, breaking my heart.
Backstreet Boys with Don't Go Breaking My Heart on The Kelly Alexander Show. And that is new music from the guys, and expect a new album from them at some point this year. And they do intend to tour in 2019 to commemorate the 25th anniversary of them being in a band. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. We always appreciate it. And of course, a big thank you going out to this week's guest, MC Light. Also, a big thank you as well to our producer, Adam Brissel, for doing such a great job. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media. You can do so by hitting up our website, kellyalexandershow.com, and we'd love for you to check out our interviews on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/kellyalexandershow. And if you have a chance, it would be fantastic if you could rate this podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Well, that does it for this week's show. And to end off, we're going to hear new music from Cheat Codes and Dubs, I Love It, on The Kelly Alexander Show.
Why does he have to have these $500 suits? Why does he have to have that Rolls Royce? Why does he have to have that freaking Continental?
Why do I push myself until I can't relax? Why do I smoke so much my lungs just might collapse? Why do I back away before I get attached? Yeah, I'm always doing that. Well, I've been drinking every night because I love it. And I'm wearing off white because I love it. And I'm spending all the money in the budget. Who easy does it? Oh yeah, oh yeah. I've been drinking every night because I love it. And I'm wearing off white because I love it. And I'm spending all the money in the budget. Who easy does it? Oh yeah. I love it. And I'm wearing